Hey everybody.
Welcome back, everybody.
We are here.
The game has begun.
Get your bets on now.
Who's it gonna be? The Royals or the Ravens?
Or the Pigeons?
Who's it gonna be? Take your bets now, people.
We're getting the ball game started.
Everybody, batter up out there. We're getting the game started.
Oh my God. We are getting it going. Yeah. Everybody, get your bets ready because we're getting going up there. Everybody, get your bets. We're out here. It's the top of the ninth. Everybody, get your malts and your chocolate malted. And get those and sit down, get your fries, get your usual Big Mac as a dinner every single day. Everybody, come on in. It's 5 cents for every kind of thing you want. This is before inflation. It's a 1930s baseball game in America. Yeah. All right. We're here in the stadium. Looks like no one's here. Well, I guess I'll do a solo type of thing. I don't know if this is going to be, there'll be a thing in the future where somebody can record something and then send it out, like a sort of a casting device of a pod type of, anyway,
oh yeah, I was just telling somebody about the, how Trump would order chocolate malted instead of a milkshake at McDonald's or whoever, because he just eats. How the fuck does he just get away with eating fast food constantly? And he's like, hasn't had like Dick Cheney level heart incidents in the White House. What's going on? I know he's not in the White House anymore, but just kind of putting that out there. If anybody has the answer, go on and shoot me. Send me a letter, postmark letter. Remember those people? I mean, what's going on with this internet stuff? Yeah, the girl I'm seeing is Japanese, and she's like talking about sports she wants to watch because she's like, I don't know, it's new to her still. And I'm like, don't watch baseball because it's 18 hours a game. And I don't know, it's always something that seemed more fun to go to instead of sit at home. I don't know if anybody watches every baseball game. There'll be like a crazy amount of time. But yeah, what else is going on? It was 9/11 yesterday. Did you guys know? Are you guys aware that you're supposed to? All right, you know what? I'll fix this mouse and I'll be back, guys. How about that? This is too much. Yeah, it was 9/11 yesterday. I don't know if you guys heard, but it was 9/11.
Everybody, yeah. Never forget. Salute the day and go to the gift shop and go to the bar next to it. Now there's like a grill near the memorial. Go to the bar and celebrate and buy some stuff because now it's just about marketing.
Yeah, there was like a new like bar and grill near the not on the 9/11 memorial site, whatever, but like near, next to, like, at basically at the World Trade Center area. So there's also that, this big hub thing at the World Trade Center where all the it's basically a train station and also a mall, and it's not at the like memorial, and so they can get away with just not it feeling terrible. But it is weird to pass a bar and grill and then see all the shops and then, oh, this is 9/11. Everybody goes here to shop. What do we do here? Like, if you don't really know 9/11, I don't know how you wouldn't know, but And then you just, I don't know, if you're too young, you might just like be like, oh, this is just something, it's just a historical thing, you know? But yep, went to the 9/11 Bar and Grill, everybody. Get your Two Towers burger. And your, they, everybody joked about that for years, that they would like eventually make it a, you'd get a grill and you, on 9/11 people would grill out. And I'm kind of surprised they haven't made it a holiday, but it would become a grilling holiday, like Labor Day, because that's pretty close to 9/11. So it'll be like the next week, basically. But yeah, wouldn't mind having that off, obviously. Because all they air is 9/11 stuff on TV. It's basically a holiday. We just don't get off. Yeah, we went there, and what else is going on? Yeah, we went to the American Natural History Museum, and pretty good. I mean, it's still pretty great there, except for, you know, a lot of, some museums in New York now are pretty, they've pretty much gone social justice stuff. And you think, oh, that's good. And it, you know, can be. But we're, and some of the extreme, I mean, a lot of those people are pretty extreme and dumb with their opinions, like. And I went to this museum, and we were, like, we went through the whole thing almost. We left, and I remember, you know, as we were leaving, I just kind of was like, wow, I haven't encountered any woke bullshit yet. This museum's doing pretty good. Yeah, there was a couple of things explaining, like, context now, like how you would see the, a certain, like, exhibit now, where, like, basically when it showed, basically, like, U.S. settlers going, like, with a tribe, it was like a, you know, display of that, and it said, oh, this now is, like, and I'm like, that's cool, I mean, yeah, explain to people, But then when we left, there was this big, like, sort of almost an exhibit. It just had all this. It's like, oh, everybody's talking about the Roosevelt statue in the front. And it's Teddy Roosevelt sitting on a horse. And next to him, there's a Native American on one side and a black guy on the other. And, okay, so, like, I've looked this into this, and this display when you leave just says, like, there's a lot of differing opinions on the statue. Some are offended. Some think it represents, like, white, supremacy, whatever, like a racial hierarchy or something. And some people are like, oh, it should stay. Okay, that's cool. You know, put all that dialogue up to make people think. But then at the end it goes, oh, and we have decided to remove the statue completely. And, you know, I did look online and it said it's just going to be moved to a museum, which, you know, at least they're not getting rid of it. But they are getting rid of it there. It's at the front of the museum. It's like a huge attraction. I mean, we were at the front because I was like, oh, we have to get pics before it's gone. But everybody that was going by that left the museum or whatever was taking pictures of it. Nobody was sitting there protesting. Nobody was, I mean, because again, you know, I was looking into this, what is offensive? You can see it as like, oh, he's the U.S. president. He's a white guy. He's on a horse and he's next to an Indian guy, a black guy, and they're down there. They're not on the horse. Because they're helping the white man. But it's like, okay, isn't it up to interpretation? It's a statue. It's not a, like, document explaining how we're better, the white men are better than, you know. I mean, what? I mean, I just think it's ridiculous to take it down because it's a big attraction. Which, that's not really, I guess, the biggest, like, I'm not saying just because it's an attraction, it should stay. But why are we erasing stuff? I mean, I just don't agree with the erasing of things. Like, and if you disagree, that's like, I don't know. And, you know, it's just like, I don't know. I mean, what is the point of just getting rid of... I like the fact, and so do my girlfriend, that we saw all the, you know, discussion about is it this, is it that, because it's not a document explaining what they want you to think. It's a fucking statue. And there was something else about an Abraham Lincoln statue where there was like a somebody like a black guy there with him, and they were saying that's, I don't know, come on. Here's the thing, like, that's a U.S. president. Of course he's going to be on the horse, and we're going to put him in front of the museum, because he had a lot, I guess, to do. Well, yeah, he expanded a ton of museums in U.S., I guess. I don't really know a lot about him, but there's no way these college students know about him if I don't know about him. I mean, you really think all these young people that are getting outraged even know, like, what's going on? I just, like, I know how dumb I was at that age. I mean... And you're just like, you just look, and you know, the way they teach college kids now, I don't, you know, with this critical theory stuff. God, I don't even like getting into this. I just go into rant mode. And it's just exhausting, you know? Because, like, I do have my opinions of it, and no one's going to change them, and I'm not going to change anyone's mind. What's the point even of, like, I mean, in these woke people, you can't. Like, I was telling her, you know, this girl I'm dating is from Japan. She's, I mean, she can't vote anyway, but she's not political here. She talks about Japan and, like, their leader and how she's disappointed in him or something. But I kind of, you know, expressed my frustration about it. And she's like, she was just upset. Like, that's a shame. Like, it's such a nice, in Japan, they would never go, we gotta take this down, because it, well, I mean, because they're all the same race, pretty much, there. But, I mean, yeah, and it gets really, like, I kind of do think you really can't have total, like, I want total equality and no one to fight, no races to fight, but I just kind of feel like we just can't, like, have it completely... Like, no disagreements and no... Like, there's always going to be some kind of conflict when we have a melting pot. When we have such a melting pot in the U.S., especially New York here. Because we have the Ellis Island, and everybody can come in. Bring your
poor and old and fat and ugly pieces of shit in. Anybody can come in. Fat, disgusting. Skinny, hot, old, young, poor, rich. Hey, you can come in. Well, of course, if you're rich, you can come in.
What did they say? Like, bring in your whatever? Something like the message was just bring in. Everybody come in. That was the message. With reason, because they did do legal immigration. And I'm not a really, I don't know if I really care about, I mean, I get that illegal immigrants will increase, I guess, you know, citizens will have to pay for them. So I get, you know, the frustration, but I'm also like, I just don't really get the big deal about people, like why somebody would be against, well, would be so upset about somebody, I don't know, I don't even really care about it. Yeah, but I was trying to explain to her, yeah, people think everything now, and, you know, just look, you know, nobody that thinks I'm sounding like a Fox News or something, I know they harp on this, that doesn't mean you're a Republican because certain things they say you agree with, you know, but yeah, they teach critical theories in college, critical race theory is always in the news, and, that's basically, you know, it's teaching. I mean, I did so much, like, looking into this over the pandemic that I'm just, like, done with talking about it. But I was just telling her, you know, yeah, they literally do look for that. Like, if you teach kids that age to look for racism, they're going to find it. I mean, you see, and it's almost racist at times to be like, oh, there's a Native American next to the white guy. Obviously, he's the, like, servant, you know? I mean, I'm sure it was like that back then. I mean, there's no question that we took all their land and screwed them over. But they don't even, like, what? Where are they, like, they're outraged. Like, the Native Americans, like, just don't, I don't know. But, you know, I just don't get the, I mean, removing everything is stupid. Because I get if you explain that statue. Maybe you don't have it in the front, even though it's a really good, nice-looking statue to put in the front, and it's going to attract a lot of people to go there. And Roosevelt is, like, an important part of the museum. If you get rid of it, and I told her, like, I would be surprised if they didn't just remove all Roosevelt references, because he's slightly controversial. I don't know, maybe he was racist. Everybody was back then. Every president was. It's not good, but it's also like we just wipe away everything else. I mean, we can't do that anymore. I think to a certain degree, if somebody's like a real piece of shit, then I really don't even want to think about him anymore. But I still think erasing things is bad, you know? Like, oh yeah, like, why don't we take down Auschwitz because, it was a bad thing, so let's not even teach about it and have it up there. I mean, yeah, you're celebrating Roosevelt with the statue. So put the, you know, put plaques up explaining the controversy. You know, you don't have to take down everything. I don't know. It just is kind of like a bummer. I mean, it's a nice statue. And it's not a big deal. I wouldn't not go to the museum if they remove a statue. But that's just one of the big things that was going on last year when all the rioting was going on. And, like, everybody was just like, let's do everything at once instead of think about it. Yeah, because you're upset. And I get why they were upset. But, like, it's just like one of those things where you're, like, upset. Say you're in a fight with someone and you just, like, I don't know. What if you're living with your significant other and you get in an argument and you just start throwing shit around and you break shit in the apartment? And you're like, that's because of this that you did. Well, it's like, but you didn't have to also wreck the apartment. Like, how there was a police shot someone and then they burned a Wendy's down. It's like, okay, so that business just lost. I mean, you know, it's Wendy's, but still. I mean, what? I don't know. I did like that they put the debate, like, about the statue up is fine. And putting stuff about us taking over Native American land. Like, yeah, we've been taught that for generations. That, oh, it's good. We just went ahead and just took it. And they were fine with it. They just they just randomly went, oh, you guys want it? All right, good. I wanted to help give you guys it anyway. So I'm glad you came in and just, you know. But we don't, like, know exactly what Roosevelt, like, what was meant by the statue. Like, unless the artist explained, like, oh, this means Roosevelt's better because he's up on a horse. Yeah, he's up because like the two guys are walking next to him and he's on a horse. I mean, I don't really see it as like it that it automatically means like white supremacy because he's up on a horse. I don't know. Get off your high horse. I guess he was on a high horse. Get off your high horse.
You know what that means? Because the horses would get high of peyote that the Indians would feed them. Isn't a little national dream?
Geographic factoid for everybody out there. The horses would be high of peyote. And they get off your high horse. It's dangerous. because he's high and he might buck and kick you off him. And also a side note, I'm scared of horses, okay?
Alert, I am scared of horses. I will not ride a horse ever. Why? Christopher Reeve, look it up. Christopher fucking Reeve.
I don't want to ride a horse and get thrown off and lose my feeling of my legs and being in a wheelchair, alright? Because they seem like moody little bitches.
That's why. I'm not scared. I just think they're moody little bitches, alright? I'm scared of getting bucked off a horse. I don't know how people live that life where they... I guess you get used to it. You could die in a car accident, too. But your car isn't a moody little bitch. But, you know, anything with emotions that can just freak out if it sees something. You're riding a horse and it sees a snake along the trail. My horse saw... a snake going on the trail out there, and he threw me off. Lucky I made it with my legs still working. He saw just a tumbleweed going by. He threw me clear 70 meters as the crow flies. You ever, I don't know if anybody else does this, but you ever like you're reading maybe a book or even just like a, I don't know, article or anything, and you just keep seeing the same phrase pop up? That's happened to me with As the Crow Flies. I'm like, why would people say that now when we have airplanes? Why don't you adjust the saying, people? Oh, this is a corny stand-up bit again. All my podcasts are just terrible ideas that would never work in a stand-up format, and it's just like hacky shit. As the Crow Flies. Like, why are we... Come on, people. But I mean, really, like, that is a saying that, I mean, there's plenty of sayings that are outdated, tons of them. Like, we don't need to talk about crows flying anymore. Oh, I would feel like, ugh, this is so lame. I always, like, do this. I mean, maybe it's good because if I never did stand-up, I wouldn't make fun of myself. And I would think this is, like, a really good idea, you know? Come on, people, with the crow flying, we got planes. Come on.
We got planes out there. We're talking about crows flying. Maybe your great, 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 great
grandfather, mother talked about crows flying, but I ain't ever. I mean, but really, it's weird that, like, three movies in a row, somebody said, As the Crow Flies. Well, it's about 15 miles as the crow flies. I guess it means, well, I did look it up because I saw it so many times in a row. It's just weird. And I guess they call that hold on a second, guys. I guess they call that a synchronicity. When, like, events keep happening or seem, I don't know. Look it up.
But
oh fuck, sorry. That was so loud. That's about half. Oh, maybe they mean like, oh, it's about a half hour as the crow flies, meaning as fast as a crow flies. Oh god, another Googling session is on. A guy in his room. I don't know why so many fucking things in a row said it that I watched. The expression is an idiom for the most direct path between two points, rather similar to in a beeline, which I don't really hear as much. It's from the early 19th century, people. Why are we still saying this shit? Why not as a pigeon flies? Most direct path between two points. So like, all right, you just go straight. That's what they mean. As the crow flies, I feel like I'm reading like an old timer in a Stephen King story or something. Well, the pet cemetery down there, that's about half hours of crow flies. You'll want to go make a beeline down there as the crow flies. It's just weird, like, when a bunch of things... It's always happening to me, dude. I'm just a beacon of, like, events, you know? They just keep happening. Synchronicities. And I just kept hearing as the crow flies. And then it turns out I used to be a crow in a previous life. And I used to fly in a straight line. And people used to say, as I, you know. But, it is weird. I forget what I was talking about before. I went on that really good tangent about crows flying. Oh yeah, horses. As the crow flies. A horse saw a crow flying, and it just bucked, and I flew, like, 30 feet. The good Lord was looking out for me, though, because, I'm still walking on 2 feet, because, my boy Elliot, or whatever names they had back in this time period, he done lost half his leg by, like you'd randomly lose half a leg. He done lost clear half his leg by the time the crow fly. What if you just start saying it and it doesn't even make any sense? How was your week, Ben? Not too bad as the crow flies. It's like a bad sketch. What do you mean as the crow flies? Oh, I just mean like it was a straight line. Like you go, the week goes Monday to Friday. So like as the crow flies, a crow would fly if it, say, was flying at midnight Monday. It would keep flying and land and then get to its destination at like 12:10. So the crow flew from Monday to Tuesday. And my week actually tended, this week particularly, was very as the crow flied because it was very like Monday into Friday. It was like one right after the other. You know, one day was like right after the other this week for me. I don't know about you. But everybody has every day, like, unless you're got a like mental issue. Everybody has the, you know, everybody's days go in order. I don't know what. Man, this week just like Friday, and then it was Monday. Like, I was like, what? Crazy. The crow flew pretty erratic this week. I don't think this episode is making any sense so far, guys. I'm not high. Peyote. I'm gonna go to a Indian reservation and smoke some peyote. And y'all know what everything is then. I don't know why I'm having a southern accent in this one. I didn't watch any westerns or anything. I went to the museum. Maybe that's why. Oh, maybe because of Roosevelt? No, I don't know. Get rid of statues, people. Get rid of every statue. You know what? Here's the thing. America had racism. Therefore, remove everything from the past. Why? Because it's fucking tainted. It's tainted. I mean, like, Bill Maher's annoying and, like, pretentious or whatever, but, like, he's the only, like, left-wing comedian with a late-night show that is making fun, like, talking about any of this bullshit. Like, our country is finished. Like, it's just, it's embarrassing for me to explain to, you know, my girlfriend that, oh, yeah, you know, it's cool you like the U.S., but we really are just, like, insane. I mean, every country's just going wacky. Clown world. Am I right? But, you know, we're pretty much, like, not... Well, I guess no country is the same as they used to be, but, I mean, we're really fucked now. First of all, we have a mandate that everyone has to get the vaccine. I mean, maybe... Did they do that with, like, anything? Like, smallpox or whatever. I don't really think we needed that. I don't get it, really. If you have the vaccine, you're protected supposedly against unvaccinated. So go get a booster shot if you want a booster shot. I don't know why every employee, I don't know. I mean, I'm relieved there's not a lockdown right now because I'd much rather show up my vax card. And I've been showing that this weekend a lot. Because I just told my parents, I haven't really had to show my vaccine ID much at all. And then this weekend, everywhere we went, we had to show it. And going to the museum, like, there was this very, like, bitchy guy. I mean, I'm not, making fun of if he's not quite guy or female, but we couldn't really tell. But he was just very like, "Where's your vaccine?" And I'm like, this is exactly what people who are not wanting to get the vaccine don't want. Like, you are that person. And I was like, let's just go to someone else, because it was like three employees. And then, man, what is with that? There was like three places where they yelled at us like we were trying to sneak in and infect everybody. Like it even works like that? I don't really... Oh God, I hate everybody pretending they're a medical expert. So I don't want to sound like one either, but the fact they're so like in your face and fucking yelling at you, like, you just sound like you're asking for your papers or whatever. I mean, it just sounds too like annoying. It just bothers me when they're like that. Not everybody was like that, like two people, but still, it's like that's too many, because we can't ever do anything well anymore. We just have to have everybody be militantly on one side or the other now. So where's your vaccine?
Excuse me, where's your vaccine? Get it.
Because he or she kept yelling, like, at everybody that was already in line. Like, yeah, we know. Get your vaccine ready and your ID, people. Like, saying it like that. And everybody was doing it. Nobody was being difficult. Not even one person. So, like, calm down so people don't flip out and there's a scene, you know? Because people flip out about this stuff. Like, they flipped out about masking. Why can't we just be a little, not confrontational? I mean, people are gonna have their views now. There's no convincing people any other way anymore, you know? Whether you're, like, really strongly into getting the vaccine, or you're really against it. There's no debating, no talking, no agreement happening. No one is... It's not possible to, like, we used to be able to do that. And that's kind of why it's unfortunate that the girl I'm dating, like, she should have came to America like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when it was still not chaos, you know? But it's chaos everywhere, like I said, over and over again. So I don't know, whatever. I mean, it's cool. We're still getting to do stuff. It's definitely a lot better than if I would have met her last summer, because we wouldn't have been able to do shit, and it might have been tense, because, like, it just sucks sitting at home. I mean, with any relationship would have fucking sucked. Just you're living at home, you're already at home, sitting around them. Ugh. I know it's supposed to be like, oh, they're the love of my life, like. But yeah, I just think the lockdown would have hurt anyone. I think every single couple got hurt a little bit by it. Even if you're like a perfect match, you know. I just like, fuck, man. Like, when else was that happening where you were just stuck? I mean, you know. Even the other virus outbreak. I'm sure, like, the 1918 flu, they weren't even just stuck. Maybe the bubonic plague where they had to, like, nail houses shut. God, we're almost getting there. They're having to nail boards to the doors and windows, I think I heard. In the bubonic plague times.
The fucking rat plague. I'm
really shocked they don't have a bubonic plague in New York City with the amount of rats. Hey, want to move here? There's rats. Oh, man. Dude, you got to do that on stage, dude. That rat thing. Dude, you got to fucking do that shit.
Dude, seriously. That rat comment.
But yeah, that's a big, and bed bugs are really big here. If you guys are thinking about, oh, I'm gonna move. No. Rats and bed bugs are everywhere. So not everywhere, but it's very common to have a rat experience. Oh man, they're fucking big. They're like, I did have bed bugs when I first moved to New York. There was an outbreak of bed bugs.
Little bed bugs are crawling all over you when you sleep. Crawling everywhere. Inside your nose, inside your ear, goes into your brain, and you become a bed bug. You could become one.
Yeah. Get used to the crawling, creepy feeling of bed bugs going inside all your holes. Up your beehole.
I'd rather have bed bugs, I don't even want to wish that upon myself, but let me ask you guys out there. Let me ask you guys there, Radio Land. All you listeners, would you rather have a rat infestation in your apartment or bed bugs? I would go bed bugs, even though you'd have to lose all your fucking clothes. The process you have to do for bed bugs, I know I had an episode where I talked about bed bugs, but, you know, you have to do this whole process of, like, wrapping them in plastic, and then I just got bed bug spray, and I would keep spraying. I didn't want to throw everything out, but I did throw, like, half my clothes out, because you have to do this crazy shit. And even then, it's like, do I want to risk there still being the bugs in there? And it sucks that you can't really see them. I guess you can, but anyway. Rats are just scary, though. Rats are creepy as fuck, like, to just be running around. I mean, I've had siblings that have had mice sometimes in a basement or here and there. But a rat? I mean, a big fucking New York subway rat infestation? I mean, might be easier. You can just shoot them. get a gun and just shoot them. That would, oh man, I'd be fucked. It's just too scary to me. You'd hear the scurrying or whatever, and then you'd be like, I'd like not sleep, I don't think. With bed bugs, you can't see them. That's the good part. I could sleep. Just spray the fuck out of your bed. Put plastic all over everything. Like an OCD mental patient. Like, I really did feel like an OCD person. Wrapping everything up in plastic, including my
dick.
I had to wrap everything in plastic, including
my dick. My bitch was like, yo, you got that rubber? And I was like, I never use that. I ain't ever bag it up.
I'm always raw, yo. I don't care how many illegitimates I have. Wrap that shit in plastic, you know. Yo. But yeah, I felt like a mental patient with wrapping everything in. Ugh. And it makes you just paranoid about every time you almost, and you, I started to think I was itching. Like a drug addict coming off of cocaine or something. Like, God, it was awful. And when I had them bad, I actually went into work a few times just like, ugh. And then you got to worry about, am I going to spread this to the office now? You're a piece of shit, like, homeless person at that point. But I'd rather have it over the rat colony, because, I don't know how quick rats spread, but, and I don't know if I'm really into the idea of Mr. and Mrs. Rat making a household in my apartment. I don't know what else I wanted to talk about. Rats are coming to town. Yeah, and they caused the bubonic plague. I mean, we need to get rid of rats, maybe. I don't know what their purpose is, but just to run around the subway, I mean, go in, like, and they'll go into random stores here. Like, they were in a Chipotle, had a rat problem. So did a Whole Foods, I think. Ugh. And then sometimes when I go to a shitty, like, fast food place here, like one of those Crown Fried Chicken shitty shit chicken places, I literally picture rats running over the chicken in the back and stuff. There's no way they fucking keep that up to code, because it just, there's no way. You walk in, they just have it completely ready. There's not even a heating up period. Like, there might be at a KFC or something, or a Popeyes, even though Popeyes probably has a rat thing, too, going on. Look, I'm not trying to sink their stock or anything. Sorry if you guys have any, if you have those in your portfolio. Hey, everybody, make sure you check out Robinhood, the app where you can invest. Sponsor this podcast. No, they don't, but, I'm doing a shout out to anybody who wants me to read an ad that, hey, just send me a copy of whatever, or however you say, and I'll go, hey, does anyone want to invest in crypto?
Bitcoin is all the rage now. Invest. Get the Robinhood app and get that crypto. You know what I'm saying?
I got, like, so many coins of bits, man. I have 8-bit. I have 16-bit. 64, Nintendo 64 bit. This is a great bit right now. Talking about bits. It's kind of amazing that those old Nintendo games still look good and are fun, because 8-bits is, like, nothing, you know? And they're so blocky. But then now they're, like, making some new games that look like old games, because people just really like nostalgia. And they love,
the nostalgia of yesteryear. Are you a Sega head? Are you a Nintendo dude? We've got the games for you. Come on to Game Station in Bushwick, Creskill Falls, Pennsylvania. Come on down, we do trade-ins. We do jerk-off booths.
Yeah, my, guess what, guys? Some news, if you didn't know this about Japan. My girlfriend told me there's jerk-off booths. They're not called that, but they're like, I mean, I have to ask her for the right term so I can look this up. But she said there's like, there's, like, places, like, I guess for businessmen. I don't know why it's for businessmen. I guess people that are so busy, they have no time to jerk off. And it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, everybody's a pervert, I guess. And it does make sense because they're repressed over there, because they can't show penises in porn. But yet, they have jerk-off booths where you rent DVDs. She said it was, like, they would rent porn DVDs because there's, like, a shame associated with renting porn, which I had, you know. I guess Americans just had to bite the bullet and go just ask for the Queef Queen 7. And you had to go up to the cashier and ask. But, like, yeah, in Japan, you know, she always talks about how there's such a big thing of honor, and, like, the worst thing you can do to someone in Japan, she says, is just It's just embarrassment in public, which, like, I have that, actually. Because I guess, you know, that's social anxiety, which is weird, to have a whole culture. Well, everybody doesn't want to be humiliated in front of people, but, like, I guess in Japan, it's, like, really a big thing. Like, if you do it to someone, like, it's a big no-no, people. But I guess that makes sense, that they would not want to, like, oh, I can't even, like, I can't, there's no way I'm going to go ask and have someone know that I got this DVD. So instead you go to it, like, that, so yeah, so instead I'm going to go into this fucking disgusting thing that other guys were just in before you went in. That's the whole thing with strip, all those gross things with me. I'm just like, it's disgusting, you know? I mean, you would hope in your mind you would go, well, it's clean. They clean it after the... Do they? I mean... And Jim Norton used to talk about this on Opie and Anthony. I guess they used to have, like... like, strippers and, like... Ugh. They would just have, like, a stripper behind a panel. And the guy's, like, lower part, you could basically do whatever in there. So it was basically the same thing that this is, but it's not like it was a common thing. She made it sound like it's like everyone did it. I mean, what, like, kind of ridiculous shit is it to blur the guy's parts out in every single porn, but then it's okay to go to a booth where a guy just, you know, oh, it's my turn to jerk off in here. I'm a businessman. I have no time to go home and do this, okay? I guess maybe they work so hard there that they get horny? I mean, what what justifies... It's like a Jeffrey Toobin. Every businessman was like that. I didn't mean to make this so, like, gross, but, like, I just can't be the only one that knows that now. You have to know that. And think about that. Everybody knows Japan has weird shit going on, though. And I'm like, yep, this is why people think it's weird over there. I mean, I don't know, you know, how... It's amazing to me people would think it's weird after hearing that. And the fact they have panties they sell at vending machines, you know. But don't show the penis. That's a no-no, because maybe they're ashamed. Oh, maybe that's a humiliation. Because they know that it's smaller than other cultures. That was my, you know, I'm sure that's the theory. I don't even want people to see it. It's just like, no thank you. I'm going to blur it out. You can see everything on the girl. Can you? Maybe you can't. I don't remember, but no penis, no. I'm going to get canceled for doing the accent, but. Yeah, but, so that's that. Didn't mean to end on such a gross thing, but, which I guess it's kind of like the, I guess they have cyber cafes there in Japan where people actually, some people live in them. Because also, they have showers in there. There was this video I watched where these Japanese people were like, I just live here now. I didn't like my neighbors, and I just wanted to be alone. Oh, they're definitely not just jerking it in the cyber cafe. And they have showers in there. She told me, I was like, I almost think this might be not bad. And it's better than being homeless, you know. You go in the cyber cafe, you don't have to pay any rent. It's free. I think it's like, you might... I don't know how much it is, or if it's not, if it's free. I guess I was assuming it's free, like a library. But if there's apparently showers in there, so you can just live in there, and no one kicks them out. I mean, here, every homeless guy would be in there. You'd have people just crashing on the floor, and then they'd have to be kicked out, I guess. But you said Japan doesn't have as many homeless people. I guess because of the public humiliation factor. I don't know. people, Americans don't care that much about that. They go on reality shows, they humiliate themselves willingly for any kind of fame, any kind of clicks. No one here is going, I cannot disgrace my family by doing this. No. I disgrace myself, my family. No penis in the video. No, no penis. Blur it. Do not show it. It's humiliating. Americans, like that South Park episode, where they're like, Americans, such a big penis. I have to watch that again now, but... And I'm quoting them. I am sorry that you heard me do the accent.
I'm quoting South Park. Blame them, Matt and Trey, for doing the big penis. And the Chinese guy worked at the Chinese place.
That was also an accent. That was also an age scent. Okay? So blame them, everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, signing off, everybody. Hope everybody's good and...
Invest in crypto. Get your crypto in your portfolio, everybody. Get Bitcoin. Get Robinhood app. Use promo code... Roomies. Dinah's Room Squad. Getting debt and paper. Stock. And go ahead and invest today with the Robinhood app or the Trader or the Crazy Stock Guy app. And use promo code GUY in his stock room. And just go have at it, everybody, as the crow flies, everybody. Make sure you get to your destination.
As the crow flies, yeah, crypto is coming to town.